Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Now, Tony Mayer says he has no regrets cursing out woman on Facebook. He's on the phone. Good morning, Aunt Sonia Mayer.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you.
How's everybody doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been too long. Yeah. The last time I saw you was at the toy drive.
Yeah, you're dressed like Cher.
Right, it's the toy drive.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you remember that wig?
Oh, yeah. Who could forget it?
Well, it didn't look like a Cher wig. It looked more like a caveman wig.
You're not still wearing it, are you?
Cher got a haircut.
Right. I needed a haircut.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so what happened?
Well, there was a near-fatal accident at exit 21 in Seymour.
Yeah.
And what happened was the state police shut down the highway at exit 16, which is Pershing Drive, and they brought the traffic down Pershing Drive through Ansonia to Main Street and up and around because, they're blaming me. And I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I mean,
when you say they, somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook troll, yeah.
Somebody on Facebook, and I went bonkers. I said, you got to be kidding me. How is it my fault? I'm sitting in my office, and people are telling me there's traffic on Main Street. I inquired with the police, and they told me what had happened.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what is she saying? I got to tell you, I was beside myself, so I had to respond. My staff is upset with me, but, I'm a person that speaks his mind.
It's
I'm not
no
politician.
No.
I'm a sewer contractor. That's my business.
Exactly.
And I had to say something, but they told me to refrain from doing it. But I told them I have no regret.
Who's they?
The staff?
My staff.
All right.
And I have no regrets.
I could tell.
I says, you know, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry, Cream Puffs. I'm sorry.
I love you, man.
He's really not
I'm
sorry.
The same way. Let it fly, man.
The world needs more of you.
Let it fly.
At the town lines where everybody comes into the city of Ansonia, I'm going to put a sign, can't fix stupid.
Well, Ansonia, can't fix stupid. Want the gold leaf, too, the nice deep gold leaf. So they can really read it, yeah.
Every time I think I have a show promo, he gives us another one.
I know.
Mayor David Cassetti's on the
phone. I'm getting calls from everybody, so...
Like good calls or not good calls?
Very good calls. I'm getting calls from educators and superintendents, police, former police. I'm getting calls from all over the state, emails. I must have got about 500 of them
in
total between Texas and emails.
Texas.
What was Texas saying?
Just saying, way to go. Yeah, we stand behind you 100%.
Yeah.
That's cool.
People are tired of holding their tongues, man.
All right,
exactly. Come on. Why are you blaming me? It was politically motivated, to be honest with you. The person that, they're so mad because I beat them down the last five elections in a landslide every election cycle. And they just keep coming after me. But so keep coming. And now I'm going to give you more.
So the person
Bring it on.
The person that made that comment was a former opponent.
Well, she's hooked with the former opponent.
Gotcha. Okay, right.
You know, and so they put her up to it. That's
you
what
to
they
it.
Do. They hide behind everything.
Yep.
All right. So, Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti is on. There was a traffic situation last week. I guess that the Main Street now is a one-way street?
No. On East Main Street, I got 180 luxury apartments ready to open in May. I needed parking for these people that are going to be buying these luxury apartments. So what I did is I made one way from Kingston to North Main, which it was about 50 years ago one way. So I reverted it back to that so that on the right-hand side, I put in 180 parking spots for the new tenants that will be coming here on Main Street. We're going to have an influx of apartments all up and down Main Street.
So the quote was, all of this traffic is going on.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this person
That was that day, yeah.
Yeah.
That accident, yes.
Was blaming you for this, for making it one way. And the quote is, as usual, the mayor promises but never follows through.
I could not. That's what got me. What are you talking about? Elaborate. I wanted her to.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Any promise I made, I'm good for.
What's your point?
Well, yes. Your response didn't sound like you wanted more information. It said, quote, "You got S for brains."
There you go. That's a good start. Get their attention.
Get their attention. I like that. Direct approach.
Straight to the point.
Let them know their malfunction.
Yeah. I'm going to let you know what your problem is right now.
Exactly right. Here's your problem. You have S for brains.
Right.
Nice. Good start.
And then you wrote, "It was a fatal accident on Route 8. What do you want me to do, numbnuts?"
Yeah, that's the best part. That was my dad's nickname for me.
How long did you leave the comment up before you deleted it?
Well, no, my staff called me, "Mayor, take that comment down." Okay, so I took it down. I had my daughter take it down.
Grudgingly, yes. I'll hit delete. Fine.
I feel like that's worse sometimes.
Yeah, leave it up.
It is, because a lot of people came, "Oh, you took it down. You took it down."
I think you did the right thing. You leave it up there. Then it becomes a fight about leaving it up. You took it down. Everybody knows what you said.
You got your point across.
The next election cycle, they'll use that. They'll pull it up because they love to screenshot everything.
Yeah.
They love to screenshot everything and save it, and then they throw that up. He does this.
At least you know it's coming.
I don't think they realize that this is why people love you, that you're a man who's very... you're true to your convictions.
There's no mincing words either.
No, what would have been bad, I think, is if you said, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't flip, man.
Be more sensitive in the future to everybody.
Yep.
There are jerks in the world, and they need to know
how jerky
they're jerks.
They're S for brains and then numbnuts.
Yeah. If you have S for brains, you should know it. A real friend would tell you.
Love it.
Nope.
How often do you get into these spats on Facebook?
Well, that's the whole thing. My staff says, "Mayor, give us your phone." I feel like I'm in the principal's office with my staff.
Call
me in their office, and they give me a good scolding. And I say, "I feel like I'm in the principal's office. What did I do? I'm the leader.
You would defend yourself, yeah.
They're going to change your password on you so you can't log in."
That's what they want to do. Get off that. Okay, all right.
Wow. Do you have positive interactions on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I always, there was a lady yesterday had a problem with her sewer line up on Milan, and I took care of it right away. And I must have got about...
Well, that's your wheelhouse.
Lines.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go do that one yourself.
Seriously. That's a layup.
In your sleep. Yeah.
Exactly. I got like 85 likes within an hour on that one where I commented to her.
It's funny how we all look at the likes.
Living for the likes.
It is really...
Loves are cool.
You can say all you want. Yeah. You don't. But you post something, you keep going back. Let's see. Did they like it?
Exactly. How many people?
What are the comments?
Oh, look, I love. Oh, look, I want angry her. Yeah. Mm.
Right. That's what my staff looks at, to see how many likes there are, how many views.
It's like ratings.
Exactly. Do a video.
Yeah. How do they do this time?
Did they like this one?
Exactly.
Let me do another one. Right. That's how this food thing became a whole deal on Facebook. Someone posted a picture of, you know, whatever the first thing that was posted.
Yeah.
A hot dog. And wow, that got a lot of likes.
Right.
I showed my kid, teething, no likes.
But then there's always those
jerks. The hot dog, a million likes.
There's those jerks.
People want more food. Gotta post food.
That's the kind of bun you used? Really? Yeah. Those are the ones you just want to get. You can get a whole bunch of likes and a whole bunch of great comments. All it takes is one person to ruin your day.
Ketchup? Ew.
Exactly right. Then that's the person. That's the one you say has S for brains and they're numbnuts. Yeah.
Right.
No, but see, you let it ruin your day.
Oh, I do. I totally do.
I've come to expect it
and
understand that it's part of the give and take.
Yeah.
If you have a nice comment, you know, you have to be willing to have a not so nice comment come back to you.
But when they're mostly not nice comments.
We had nothing but positive.
Yes.
Nothing but positive.
Yes, I was positive numbnuts. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's probably the way a mayor receives most of the complaints and the vibe on what's going on in the city. The old days, it was out in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Or a phone call.
Or you write a letter.
Maybe a letter. Yeah. Town hall meeting.
Yeah.
Now it's really, that's Facebook, right?
All
that's
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep,
so like if someone has a pothole or needs a street light replaced, that's where you find out about it.
And a lot of these towns have these own, have town.
Care of them problems too.
A lot of these towns have a town Facebook page also. Like, you know, living
Wait,
in Ansonia.
What? Hold it.
I know.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Brand new information to me.
I know.
Towns have Facebook pages.
I know. I know. There's earth shattering news right now. Brought to you by Numb Nuts News. Yes.
Numb Nuts News.
On the S Brains Network. Yes.
Where's my town's Facebook page?
How many people are following the Ansonia? You're a town, right? Well, not a city?
There's a community. There's a community page run by my opponent.
Oh, jeez.
The executor of it is one of my opponents, and they criticize me every single day. I could comment every single day, but I don't because my staff told me not to. But that community page is run by the opponents.
The worst thing about that is if you just stumble upon it, you think this is Ansonia as a whole. You don't think this is...
Right. Right, and it's not.
The part of Ansonia that doesn't like the mayor.
Yeah, the tricky part.
When I get positive remarks, they take it down.
That sucks.
That's what they do.
That sucks.
They took it down. They want to see negativeness. It's like that Rag Valley Independent Sentinel. They never write about good things about my administration. They haven't for the last 6 months because they want to write about controversies. That's what they do. That's what they do with the Independent Sentinel. Not good. Not good. We got so much positive energy and so much positive things happening in Ansonia between the apartments, that $15 million sports complex that we're putting on Olson Drive, road paving. We're doing everything. The demolition at Ansonia Copper and Brass, things are moving. Things are moving constantly in Ansonia, and that's the way I want.
Here's the deal. When you look at the results of your elections, there's your report card.
Yeah, it's true.
This other stuff is just nonsense and noise, you know.
And the most amazing thing about this, I win by 85% of the vote, but I'm outnumbered 7-1, Democrat and Republican. I'm outnumbered.
Oh, just so you know, 60% is considered a landslide. 85% is just...
Right.
Their clock has been cleaned.
Yes.
That's a bazooka.
We cleaned their clock. I mean, not one of their automatic candidates got 200 votes. They got 120, 105. Where my guys got like 480 votes.
Nice.
Have you ever had someone, mayor, like comment on a Facebook post and then you like walk into their store or walk in or like look for them?
Yeah.
To say, let's have this conversation.
Right.
What was that again?
Have you ever had someone comment, you know, a negative comment on Facebook where you wanted to walk into that person's business or, you know, look them up to have a real face-to-face conversation?
What's their problem? Yeah.
Say that to my face.
Yeah. I got to tell you, my staff has a leash on me. They don't want me speaking. They don't want me going after anybody. Yeah. Please, no, don't do that. Come on, you know how I am.
There's a sign.
You know how I am.
There's actually a sign for us to beware of mayor.
Exactly. Maybe that's the sign I should put at the town lines.
That should be it, right at your office door.
Beware of mayor.
Beware of mayor.
Carefully bites.
You know, I don't know. I think it's so refreshing, you know. To see someone make a comment and stand behind it when it takes a little heat, because it doesn't happen anymore. People say, oh, I apologize.
Yeah.
Take it down.
They fold like a deck of cards.
I'm going to try to do better in the future.
Like, yeah.
No, we know what you meant. You're apologizing because you got backlash.
Exactly.
Right.
So we need to do a segment, Mayor, like things that constituents need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But I got to tell you, they call me all the time, either on Facebook or on my phone. I take care of all their problems. Everybody who has a problem, I take care of it. The people are behind me 100% in this town. 100%.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. No,
that's awesome.
Have you had any, besides that comment, like a really dumb comment, like you clearly don't know how things work comment?
The one time I wrote in? Sorry.
I remember my opponents, my first month in office, said, slow it down, Mayor. Slow it down. You're going too fast. Well, that's what you had for 125 years before I came to office. And what, do you want to continue it? Get the hell out of here. I'm not like that. I got to get things done. What do you think, I sit at my desk with my feet up on the table like the rest of the mayors did in the past? Get out of here.
Been, what are you, stupid?
Get out!
You should have been, what are you, stupid? Get out of here, numbnuts.
Right. Slow it down. That's funny. You're getting work done over there. You're making, hey, slow it down.
You're making it look better over here.
Yeah, I want to keep going. Antonia Copper and Brass is my next project. I want to take that over to 66 acres of prime land, get it cleaned up, and move ahead. There was a segment on, Face the Nation, and I was on there talking about the contamination over there at Ansonia Copper and Brass. It went nationally. I got calls from people from Arizona, California, Texas, Wyoming, saying what a good job. That's what you got to do to clean up the Brownsfields site.
Does the federal government give you money for that?
Huh?
Does the federal government give you money for that?
Let me tell you what they did. They said, yes, we're going to give you the money. We're going to give you the money and let you do what you have to do. And then they called me a month later and said, you don't own that property. I said, not yet. I says, I'm an eminent domain it. But I says, I don't own it yet. Oh, well, we can't give you the money unless you own it. So that is a little stagnant right now.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well,
I own the property.
It's in the works.
Technicalities. Yeah. Technicalities.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
No, honest to God, that all the affluent towns down south and up north get millions of dollars from the state, and we get peanuts over here. We're a most distressed community. We need them millions of dollars, not them towns that don't need it, but they take it.
Yeah.
It's not good. We need this to be fair in the state. We don't have a good state legislator in our area. That's why I'm hoping that in November there's going to be a reckoning in this state, and hopefully we're going to get more of my people in these positions so that everything could be done fairly. That's the way I want it, fairly. I don't want to see Greenwich getting $1 million or $2 million. What do they need it for? They got a ton of money. We need
you
it.
You can find that in their couch.
Exactly. The ashtray of their car, yeah.
We need the millions. We need the millions to clean up our brownfield, our contaminated sites, so we can open it up for redevelopment. That's what my goal is.
There you go. By the way, this is the energy of the mayor at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
He's just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, I'm at the office at 2 every morning until 8 at night. I'm doing paperwork. I'm doing things.
Wait, did you say 2 in the morning?
Why?
Yeah, I get here about 2 o'clock because I got to start putting together what my day's going to be like and how I could delegate to my staff what I want done so that they could take it. I got phenomenal staff in Sheila O'Malley and John Marini. They're probably the best in the state admins for me. They are great.
When do you go to sleep?
When I get home at 8 o'clock, I'll have some dinner, talk to my wife a little bit, a little chit-chat, then go to bed. I only need 4 or 5 hours sleep, and then I'm back to work. I can't sleep long.
I'm with you.
When you're dead, you got eternity to sleep.
Exactly.
So, you know, while you're alive, just do what you got to do.
Sleep when you're dead.
I saw the mayor at an event, and there was probably 2 minutes where there was some downtime, and you could see he was like going nuts. Like, we shouldn't be just standing.
Oh, yeah.
We should be doing
what's
something.
What's downtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mayor. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. Senator Blumenthal is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Give us a couple of 10-second answers on these questions. Why will Russia be invading?
Russia views Ukraine as part of Russia and part of the old Soviet Union, which Vladimir Putin has an obsession to restoring. He viewed the dissolution of the Soviet Union as one of the historic injustices to Mother Russia, which used to include Ukraine. It's a matter of pride, but also Ukraine has tens of millions of people who use Russian energy, buy Russian goods, and Ukraine is now turning to the West for more of its trade. So there's also an economic as well as a security issue for Vladimir Putin.
Why should we care?
We should care, and that's a great question, because Ukraine is a democracy, and we have committed to support it. So Putin very bluntly is testing the West. He is testing the NATO alliance, which is only defensive. It is not an offensive alliance. And we should be worried not only about the principle of defending democracy for people who love their freedom, but also because the credibility of the United States is on the line as well. And there, too, is an economic incentive because Ukraine is a source of trade and they use energy at high levels. And so we have an interest there as well.
Now, why wouldn't we, like, set off a nuke or something, saying, hey, we're just dusting these off.
Right, just make sure they work.
In case anyone in the world goes nutty.
Oopsie.
You know, we got to keep people in line.
That's an attention getter.
Like, why is all this going on? Why wouldn't we just call Russia and say, hey, cut it out, or we're going to punch you in the face?
Stop it.
Putin could be saying the same thing, and in effect, he's trying to send that message in some of the tests that he's doing. He is firing his ballistic missiles, which could carry nuclear warheads aimed at Europe. They are test-fired without the actual warheads, but he is baring his teeth as well, and there is a kind of confrontation going on here, not only at the small arms level, but also at the nuclear level. But here's the really important point about what we've been doing. I think we should have imposed sanctions weeks ago. You know, I went to Ukraine in a bipartisan delegation. We came back in a bipartisan way saying sanctions now, many of us said, and send Putin a message, not necessarily with nuclear weapons, but begin to disconnect his banks from the world financial system, begin export controls on technology he needs for
But didn't
economy.
He say, like, so, I read a quote last week, I think, where he said, I don't give an S, and he didn't say S, about sanctions.
I don't know what the Russian translation is for that word. But that's what he said.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bravado from Putin, but the fact is, you know, my friend, the late John McCain, who I traveled to Europe and elsewhere with, once said about Russia's economy, you know, it's a gas station with nuclear weapons masquerading as a country. It has only one real product, which is its energy supply, which it depends on Europe buying. And that's why stopping Nord Stream 2, that pipeline that carries natural gas to Germany and elsewhere, is so important for the Germans to say, we're going to cut it. And so Putin may say, oh, I don't believe it, it doesn't matter, but it does really matter to his economy. It would be crippling for him. Now,
so it sounds like we should be more interested in this subject than we are. Like, this could have more, this could be more of a deal than, you know.
How it seems.
I'm just kind of looking away. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just worried about where am I wearing a mask? Can the kids wear a mask?
Exactly right. Yeah, can I buy gas here?
Supermarket, do they have cat food yet?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Putin, Ukraine, yeah, I'm over here every day. I just keep turning the page.
Got to feed the cats.
Yeah.
Here's how it matters. Number one, if Putin invades, the casualties, the bloodshed, the deaths and injuries will be massive because the Ukrainian people will fight. I saw them, heard them when I visited there. They are resolute and courageous, determined.
Do they even have an army?
And their homeland.
A couple
they
of guys.
They have an army. In fact, they have arms, which we have been shipping to them. We should be shipping even more. But here's the other point. The invasion of Ukraine will affect the world economy. And so,
those arms,
for
though,
example, are,
I'm sorry, Senator, but those arms, anything we send over there is just going to end up in Russian hands. Like, it'll be a matter of, like, days or weeks.
They'll
not,
have a collection.
Not months.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they're just going to overrun this, you know, any resistance that Ukraine puts up.
And bulldoze it.
So
they have missiles, what we've been sending them, lethal weapons, as I've advocated for years, Javelin missiles, Stinger missiles to fight tanks and aircraft.
Wow.
The Russians already have them. The Russians are not the Afghan Taliban. They already have these kinds of arms. And if we send them the small arms that they need to fight in the streets and the neighborhoods, as they are determined to do because they're forming militias and self-defense units, they can use those arms to impose costs on Putin that he cannot ignore.
Is there?
And, you know, there is a price to the world economy because the energy markets may well be disrupted. And that comes back to my proposal to eliminate the federal gas tax.
I saw that. I was going to mention that to you. But before we go there, and then that's a good segue, there's no scenario we're putting after all of this talking. Because we've all been through this in high school. Like, hey, 3 o'clock, I see you out by the bus.
Exactly right.
And there's once that momentum starts,
then go to
3
bus.
O'clock, yeah. You're at the bus. Yeah. After
my
all
mom
of this,
picked me
there's
up.
No, there's no scenario where Putin says, you know what? I think I'm going to take my tanks and go back home.
Okay.
Horrible Russian accent.
Just testing.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It did put me there.
Yeah. Thank you.
What do you think, Senator? There is a scenario where he chooses a kind of face-saving step that imposes little or no cost to himself. And remember, the consequences would be very grave. He'd pay a price for an invasion. But at the same time, can walk away saying to the Russian people, we've achieved something. And we've been trying to, we meaning the United States, and our European allies have been trying to give him the option of diplomatic talks, of inspections of the NATO forces so that he can be convinced they are defensive, not offensive. Today,
is that what triggered it all, NATO? He's like, oh, you're going to put forces over there?
The guy knows.
I'm just coming in.
Knows it a joint.
What triggered it all is Putin's long-term plan. Remember, Crimea, the invasion of eastern Ukraine, the Donbass reason.
You remember all this, right, AJ?
No.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. So if this is a long-term vision that he's had, I mean, he's not going to be like, oh, okay, nothing to see here.
Yeah,
let's go back home.
Yeah, I just
he's been
check.
Dreaming of this his entire life. And then you mentioned the gas prices. So you have some, we've all been feeling it at the pump. And
huge.
Now you're saying with this Ukraine thing, it could get even worse.
Ugh.
So you have something where you're suggesting we eliminate the federal gas tax for the time being?
Exactly right. Suspend the federal gas tax. It's 18.4 cents per gallon. If you buy
it's a lot.
Damn straight.
20 gallons, do the math. It adds up. It's a pretty good chunk of change.
What would that be,
18.4 cents per gallon. And where does it go? It goes to the Federal Highway Trust Fund. Now, as you know, everybody knows, the Congress, in a bipartisan way, just passed the Infrastructure Act. It's officially called, I think, the Infrastructure and Jobs Act, which is providing $1.2
trillion oh, I see what you're saying.
To the economy.
Yeah, they don't need the money right now.
We got the money.
Yeah.
And
help the people.
Exactly
catch
right.
your folks a break, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. How do you think that'll go?
I think there ought to be really powerful bipartisan support for it. My colleagues in the Senate have to be hearing, just as I am, from consumers who are saying, we are strapped.
Oh,
we
man, it's everywhere. It's not just gas. It's everywhere. Everything.
I put $60 in yesterday. I got 3/4 of a tank. That's bad.
Yeah.
No, but it's everything.
Well,
yeah.
Cat food. Like,
yeah.
You know, everything.
Yeah. Where is everything?
Everything's up.
Where's the cat food?
And then, you know, that the fuel price affects the price. Everything gets delivered to everything. Anyway, I know you're worried about fuel prices in Ukraine and stuff. I have something even more important for you, Senator.
Yes.
See if you could take this one on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
He's hesitant. Yep. What? It's a game of Twister, sir.
Right hand red.
That would be great. I want to bring in tribe member Heather, who had an issue buying a car, and it was online, which
you never buy a car online.
Heather, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
When there's so many great car dealerships in Connecticut, specifically the ones that advertise on this show,
would you love them very much?
Why would you buy a car online?
Online.
You can't inspect.
Right. You see pictures. They tell you it has this, it does this, but like it's like you don't know if that's going to show up at your house.
Yeah.
The easiness of it.
Yeah.
And it was from the from when I started, it was easy. It was.
But
wow,
was
I
it?
My car yeah. and,
buying flip flops online is easy. No, buying a car, forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to give us like a quick thumbnail sketch of what happened to you.
So I purchased a car from Carvana. They delivered it on October 7th. on a couple weeks later, they kept texting me, asking me to, you know, update my VIN because they had sent me an incorrect VIN. And so I updated it with my insurance. And 2 days later, November 13th, a tornado happened in Stonington and a tree landed on my car and totaled it.
Oops.
So here we are. I still have no title. The car hasn't been paid off. I don't have a vehicle right now because Carvana hasn't produced a title. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Oh,
it's funny. Not funny, but I read a story last week as we were trying to get Heather on the phone with the senator that they're having a couple of issues like this with titles.
Yeah.
And they're having a problem with titles.
Titles so this, take forever. I know
this
that.
Might be more than just a local story, Senator. This could be something that...
huge.
They have a problem with.
It is definitely more than just a local story. What happened to Heather is happening to many people around the country. In fact, if I can say, Heather, she
Who just
has
left?
Contacted my. She has contacted my office. We've been in touch with her. She is extraordinarily, by the way, courteous and factual in what she has provided to us. And we were in touch with her as a result of your show. Chaz, thank you once again for public service, and AJ. But the point is, this phenomenon seems to be national in scope because we've contacted our DMV here in Connecticut. We've been in touch with other states, and we are going to make this kind of lapse in service an issue for Carvana, because what it failed to do here in terms of providing proper registration is simply unacceptable. And if necessary, we'll hold hearings. We'll go to the Federal Trade Commission. But in the meantime, of course, we want to help Heather, and we're going to continue to work on her case.
I appreciate it very much.
And Heather didn't mention it on the air, but she mentioned it in her email that somebody that you care about very much was experiencing illness through all of this.
Oh, wow.
Like, can you imagine? You can't even get your car
Not enough problems
situation
here.
Together, and now you got
throw something else in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely devastating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say Heather's been going through a lot. And Heather, I really appreciate your sharing your story because, number one, it can't be easy. But number two, you've been going through, you know, a lot of stuff. And it really means a lot that you had the courage and strength to come on the show and tell people that if they have seen or experienced the same kind of problems with Carvana, they should get in touch with my office.
Absolutely.
Here's the other thing, Senator, I think you could help Heather with. She's never had a Big Mac.
Oh, wow.
Can you talk to her, please?
Seriously. Explain
like,
to her.
How does that even happen?
It's delicious.
No,
you got to have
either.
It.
Either.
Insane.
Yeah, but what's wrong, Heather?
We expect that from you.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You can go to the house.
It's true. You don't get a toy you know if that, you get a Big Mac. So.
Exactly.
There you go. That's why.
Only the Happy Meal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, Heather. We'll remedy that problem.
Nice. He'll bring you a Big Mac.
Senator, have you had a Big Mac?
Oh, you know he has.
Blumenthal delivers.
Ah, nice.
All right, Senator, thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate you helping out a tribe member here, and good luck with Ukraine.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
All right, and thank you, Heather.
Good luck, Heather.
A pair of ice fishing buddies in northern Minnesota.
Where it gets really cold.
Are going viral with a crazy video.
It's a great video. It's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page.
It is great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The best is watching this poor guy inside a damn thing. He's just like holding on for dear life. And he just disappears. It's like, ah! Like it fell out of an airplane. Just, ah!
Yeah, that is exactly what it looked like.
Yep.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, so what happened was these two guys, they have this tent. You know when folks go ice fishing, they use those little buildings and whatnot. These guys had a tent. And apparently they set the tent up. Everything's all set. They got the hole in the ice. And one guy's getting ready to fish. The other guy is going to take the snowmobile to go get another friend who's waiting on the shore. So apparently, you see him leave. He zips the thing back up again. The other guy's by himself. You hear the snowmobile start.
So the camera shot is from inside the tent. tent.
Because he wanted to document their fishing trip.
Yeah, if they so get a good catch.
That's why there's a camera in there. Yeah. So you're looking inside the tent there. You hear the thing start up. Then all of a sudden, it just takes off. And the guy's inside. So there's a little flap. He's standing on it first as he's holding on for dear life inside this thing. And eventually, he loses his grip. And he's going, he disappears. And then all you see is a tent just sailing around. It's awesome. It's great. So the first clip is some of the audio of the guy taking off, and this guy, you'll hear him go, ah!
Hey, hey!
Goodbye!
The video's great. You got to watch it. It's awesome. He leaves. It looks like he's jumping on an airplane. Like, both hands are up. Like how you jump out of a plane, both legs like a frog.
Why? Because the bottom is
the bottom. There's no bottom to it.
Yeah,
you know, because that goes over the ice.
Yeah, because you have to have access to the ice.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like a little flap. He was riding on that for a little bit, but then he lost his grip on that too, and he just disappears. It's so funny to watch, and you just see the thing just keep on going.
Well, I think the first two yells were like, "Oh no!"
That's him going, "Hey,
like,
hey!
Don't hit the."
He can't hear you.
He can't hear a thing.
He's in the snowmobile, and you hear that snowmobile's ripping. I mean, this guy's moving. He's attached to anybody. He's blasting down on ice.
Yeah.
As you would. This is fun.
Definitely heard nothing going on behind him.
Yeah, basically that tent was like a parachute behind him.
So I think the second one.
That's him falling.
That was him. That was him deciding, I think it's better to be out of this than in this.
I don't think he even had a choice. I don't think he had a choice in that matter.
Really, to me, it looked like he bailed.
Yeah. I think he bailed.
Yeah.
I think he bailed.
You think he just fell out?
I looked to me like gravity worked.
You could say anything was happening with that scream, and it would apply. Like, oh, he just dropped hot coffee on his lap.
Right. So the price of gas today.
Stubbed his toe on the way to the bathroom.
So is mom naked.
That'll do it.
That would be more intense.
That's about right.
Yep.
What's the second clip?
The second clip is the guy assessing what happened. The guy who was in the tent, who rode the lightning, is now talking about the aftermath.
Well, I'm just in here picking up the pieces after that. Buddy Mojo forgot to unhook the sled before he took off to pick up another friend. Luckily, we didn't lose anything. Snapped my line that I had down the hole. My other rod is filled with snow. I'm trying to thaw it out.
Remain awfully calm for someone who just had a near-death experience.
Yeah.
It's pretty mellow.
Oh, my God. You get the video, you'll just laugh your ass off.
It is. It's very funny.
When he goes bailing out of that thing, I just lost it.
You can tell he's been through hell, though.
Yeah, it sounds like he maybe is like might have gotten a little damage in his head.
Yeah.
And he's still like kind of mellow right now.
He is a little stressed out. My buddy Mojo.
Mojo. And that Minnesota accent. Okay,
buddy,
you know.
Mojo forgot to unhook the sled before he took off to pick up another friend. Luckily, we didn't lose anything.
Except for a couple marbles, maybe.
Well, if you're on a snowmobile and you have a guy who's like 180 pounds or whatever.
Yeah.
And a bag.
Yeah.
You know. Like, couldn't you tell the... Wouldn't you know your
the guy's name is Mojo? And you can't tell me there weren't a couple of cocktails involved before.
I think that's half the trip. As you go out there, you're sitting in this little tent, bust out the bourbon, drinking. Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Blackberry brandy, whatever.
Those snowmobiles are pretty powerful, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you're dragging a 180-pound dude with a tent, you know.
And that recording doesn't do it justice. It's actually a lot louder in the video.
Mm.
That sucker's moving. I mean, he's ripping. I mean, he's having a good time.
Yeah.
No ideas from his attached.
Thanks a lot, Mojo.
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 Mojo, pull me across, eh? You got to watch it.
I just don't know how you don't freeze doing that.
Yeah. Seriously.
You're on the ice.
Yeah. Well, they were all, you know, they're wearing all the stuffy and, you know, the thermal crap and everything. He's pretty bundled
up. I was at that Quinnipiac game. I was standing on ice for like 5-10 minutes. Not even 10.
Oh, yeah. Your feet freeze.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's instant.
You come out there. Yeah.
All heat gone.
Yeah. When you go walking back, your feet are cramping up. Yep.
A chassicle.
Yes.
That's it.
That's what happened. It happened fast,
right?
Too. That was me.
He just stepped on the ice.
As soon as the defroster kicked in the car.
Yeah.
You get all the feels.
I know. When the feels come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a story like that coming up. The guy who his penis froze.
Oh.
Ooh, ouch.
The Olympic skier.
Hold on. I have some audio of that.
What was he fishing with?
There's nothing about ice fishing that appeals to me.
No, you made that quite clear. Mm. I'd give it a shot.
I don't even
fun and relaxing.
Order fish when I'm in the restaurant, so why would I want to do this?
This is true. You know what's great?
All right.
Smoked fish. You smoke it, oh, it's great.
No, but like if I can catch a filet,
oh yeah,
pizza in that water.
Oh, the filet fish.
I'd be interested. It's like, Chaz, the best pizza you're ever going to find, you got to fish it right out of this. I'd be like, all right, I'll try.
Yeah.
That's worth a shot.
If you find a pizza in the water, it's polluted. You get a filet of fish. That's easy.
Filet of fish.
That's easy.
Give me back the filet of fish. Give me that fish. But if it was you that was up on this wall, if it was you in this party, we'd be nothing at all.
We have a lot of people volunteering to take you ice fishing.
Yeah.
AJ.
Do I get to go back or?
I guess that depends on you.
Chad.
There's not a spot in Connecticut I would trust the ice.
Really?
I see people out there, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Definitely not right now. There's no ice. It's too warm.
Horrible fear. Like, you break through the ice, you come up, and you can't find the hole.
Wow.
Or wow. You're
oh,
just...
Right.
Grabbing the ice, and it's breaking as you're trying to pull yourself up.
Well,
yeah, I am not interested.
Well, I was...
And then my feet get cold immediately.
I was involved in for a moment. Now like,
my fingers get cold immediately.
I mentioned dying.
AJ's a great swimmer though, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, I swim like a lead duck.
AJ
so
forgot.
At the bottom.
There's this whole water thing.
That whole water thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, it's cool when you're standing on it. It was like Minnesota thick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't get Minnesota thick here in Connecticut.
No.
It gets Connecticut thick.
Crap. That looked fun.
Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, wifey.
Hi. So when I was growing up, we belonged to the Newtown Fish and Game Club, and that was on Taunton Lake in Newtown. So it was way up past the flagpole. And we did a ton of ice fishing when I was growing up. And my brother and I, we would bring shovels with us out in the ice, and we would shovel all the snow off of the ice, and we would ice skate. So that would keep you warm for that moment. But the guys were crazy. I mean, they would drive Jeeps on the ice. They would drive snowmobiles on the ice. And these guys would get really drunk and crazy. And they had these, this is when I was like 10 or 12. And they would have these big gas-powered augers. And they would make these holes that were like
right. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They were giant. And then what would happen is if you're ice skating or if you're running or playing on the ice or doing whatever, and it's snowing, you can't see that hole.
Yeah.
So one time my brother and I were ice skating and it was snowing and once some drunk guys left a big hole in the ice, a giant one, and he went right in. Like fully under.
Your brother went in.
Right in the ice. Right in the ice hole. Gotcha. Yeah.
Under he went underwater.
He completely submerged. He went so far down that I didn't see him.
While wearing skates.
And then he popped his head up and then we all just went and we grabbed him and
but
trying to
right
my
there. What if he couldn't find the hole?
Right. Look, there's a big hole. Yeah.
If there's any kind of like water current under that, like you see it's almost impossible.
Done.
It's almost impossible
can't
to find
you
that hole again.
Suck on the ice.
What?
Like, is that a thing? Like if you're trapped underneath the water and you suck on the ice, is there air? Can you get stuff? I saw that in a movie once. No? Yes.
Not sure.
Yes. Run zigzag up a hill from
why
there
don't you,
and suck on the ice.
I tell you what. Why don't you try?
What the hell movie?
Try and get back to us.
See that in?
I don't know. You suck on the ice. All I know
for
is
for what water?
Was it
you
bear
have
grills?
Plenty around you.
Yeah, you got enough going
no,
on
I
right
think,
there.
Yes, but also air. I mean, if I was falling and trapped under the ice, that's my only move is to suck on the ice.
Well, I think it's you suck on the little bit of room that there is between the water and the ice.
Yeah.
You have to be very still.
That's if you're not
I
sinking.
I would panic.
Oh. Yeah.
I would be the agitator in the washing machine. I am not going to be like...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I swim.
Someone will find me soon.
I swim like a submarine.
Yeah,
die.
Done. Any movie where they show someone coming up and they can't find the hole in the ice,
yeah,
my heart rate goes right up.
Yeah.
Like instant panic.
Instant panic.
Is that the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life? He lost his hearing, right?
There's a scene in that movie.
Oh.
Was it the ice or was it? Yes, ice. Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to go anymore. Thank you.
And then the totally auger, killed it. Really those cold. Things, killed there it. Has to be times where that thing just grips into the ice and it just flings whoever's holding it.
Right.
Right? When you're using right. that yeah, auger yeah, yeah, and you're yeah. drilling the hole,
yeah.
if that thing gets jammed but the motor's still going.
You start spinning around?
Yeah.
Like a DOA song, you spin me right round, baby. Head on.
Here's how they wrote the song.
I want you.
I remember.
Well, made myself dizzy on that one.
Time when I was out, when we went out in the ice, we brought all of our gear out there. We're gonna make hot dogs. We're gonna do everything. And as soon as we got right. settled, I was like, I'm cold, and I just whined the rest of the day. And then we went home early.
Oh my God, I can see time. That because I've experienced that with you. However, I had the same thing. I said, Dad, I want to go snowmobiling with you. He's okay. like, okay, Charlie, we're going to be out all day.
It's going to be cold.
All day.
Very cold.
Okay, it's yeah. going to be very cold, and uh-huh. you're not going to be able to go back to the car. Okay, Dad.
Right.
All right, I'll
Swearing
be good.
Up and down, yeah.
Literally, we didn't even leave. Like, everyone's getting their snowmobiles off their trailers and stuff. We're still in the lot.
Haven't even left parked. Yet.
I'm like, I'm cold.
You were 35.
35 year olds don't say that. You have a family.
Oh, my God. If you didn't belong to me, I would just leave you here.
Right.
Dad, can I have a grilled cheese?
Can we go to McDonald's?
How about a hug?
Cold.
Body.
Oh, he'll hug her.
Oh,
right.
my God. In the cars back then, you couldn't leave a kid in the car.
No.
I mean, you can't now, but, you know.
Yeah, but back then. Well, actually, you had more time back then. Nowadays, forget about it. My yeah. grandma in the car.
All right. Oh, thank well. You. Queen Elizabeth tests positive for COVID.
It was so funny because the picture they posted of her, she's like smiling like, I'm glad I got it.
Yeah, it's weird the pictures that they find yeah. and use.
Something more solemn. Didn't Prince Charles have it first?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's sneezing towards mommy. That's right. I want this throne. This will take care of the old buttlegs.
She tested positive on Sunday. She's experiencing mild cold-like symptoms.
95 years old. 95.
She said Buckingham Palace says she plans on carrying on her work. And what is her work? Palace said the Queen will continue with light duties at Windsor Castle.
Trust me, I've seen her. She's probably heavy duty. Sorry. Like cake.
What would light duty be, like lifting her own teacup?
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she's been on light duty since 1940.
I will use the lighter quill.
She reading mail? What's she?
I don't know, what's she doing?
Probably phone watch, calls?
There's
watch,
no
like,
way.
Does she like watch like, you know, like soap operas in the afternoon? Oh, good, guiding light.
Yeah, how funny would it be if like her favorite snack is like cheese doodles?
Really? Yeah, she's got
cheese
orange.
Doodles
she's
and
got,
Mountain
she's
Dew.
She's got orange all over her front.
Yeah.
Queen Mom's all covered in orange dust again.
She is one tough lady.
Yes, she is.
If she's doing light duties now, what was heavy duty?
Oh, she's like,
you
know,
back in the day for her, heavy duty.
She'd like drive a tank and stuff like that.
I mean, what would the difference in duties be between this week and like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, if she's resting more now, what was she doing before?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, is there an itinerary where the Queen does, like, per day? Like, listed, like, you know, gets up this morning and then has breakfast.
Yeah,
and
she
then,
has a schedule.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious what that schedule is.
Yeah.
You know, 11:30, visit McDonald's, I don't know, whatever.
No, but it's a regular schedule.
Yeah.
People, you know, they'll have a helper come in and open your blinds.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To face the day.
Okay, open the blinds.
Good heavens, Queen Mom, look. It's a sunny day.
Here are the newspapers.
Yeah.
With your tea.
Yes, right.
OJ.
Right. Here's your one hitter. Yes.
Mm. Well, she famously has resting bitch face, so well, she's mad, whatever she's doing.
I always see her smiling, but she also has, they may have recently stop her one martini a day. That was her. That's her little joy was a martini.
You can't.
Yeah.
You got to keep that going.
I'm possibly schnuckered.
Yeah, okay, maybe one is a lot, but.
Yeah.
Have a shot.
That was a pretty decent sized glass, too. That's like a double martini glass.
Mm.
Yeah. She knows how to get it on.
That's all you have.
Yeah. It's true.
She gets up about 8:30 every morning, it looks like.
8:30. Then what?
She is greeted by the sounds of bagpipes at 9.
That's actually to cover her farts.
That's wild, because I would be a night person by now. Like, so many years of just not having stuff to do.
Yeah.
And I could pick my own schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'd be totally...
I'd be up till about 3 in the morning.
I'd be a rule over the evening world, yep.
3 or 4.
Yep.
A piper will play on the terrace beneath her apartment at 9 a.m. at Buckingham Palace.
Most folks buy an alarm clock, but okay.
That's pressure, right?
Right. Does she take a shower? Or is she
live in England?
She's a
piper.
Right. She takes a bath alone.
Well,
someday I'm going to play for the queen. So you're the piper.
Right.
I'm a piper.
Isn't like the piper also a bad thing? Like the piper's calling.
Yes, Peter. Peter Piper.
No, it's a guy who picks a peck of peppers. Picks a peck of peppers. See, I can't say that.
Do it.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Yeah, I can't do it.
Pimples?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers.
Is that it?
How many? If Peter Piper picks a peck of pickle, I have no idea.
No, keep going.
How many? That's all I know. I haven't said this
Peter needs to know.
If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers, how many pickle peppers would Peter Piper pick?
Who's Peeper?
Peeper. That's the guy who looks in the windows.
Peter, stop peeping.
And by the way, that's not a pepper.
Do you ever see that movie about the guy who actually snuck into the palace and got into the queen's room?
Oh
no!
Right, she's still there now.
Yeah, look that up.
Right, she said, "A man."
There's a whole movie on it.
Really? Huh. And what ended up happening? Is he dead? Did they hang him?
What? No.
Off with his head.
Did they hang him?
I don't know. I would think it was.
She actually had a conversation with him.
What are you doing here, for example?
He was kind of a crazy guy.
Right.
I'd say you'd have to be to sneak to the queen's bedroom.
No, but he got in Buckingham Palace, got into her room.
Oh, Michael Fagan.
While she was sleeping.
I say, would you mind loofering my back? She's in the shower. Oh, God, no.
No, he was having a whole, like, run of bad luck with his wife and then his kid.
And he said, let me push the button.
And job and drinking and...
I know who can help me.
Right.
I'll
just break into her house.
He actually got in. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah, that really shows a bad security.
You don't want to be that person.
No, you do not. Get over here!
Who was on watch?
Also, you hear, I'll kill him! Oh, no.
Do you have it? Did you look it up?
Yeah, his name is Michael Fagan.
Yeah.
And his occupation on Wikipedia is intruder.
Intruder, nice.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
They pay well?
At least he got a title.
Intruder.
British man known for breaking into the Queen's bedroom in Buckingham Palace in 1982 at 7 a.m.
Hmm.
I've been handed this note.
Wow.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers...
Can we say that on the radio?
Yeah, I'm good with the pickled peckers. This is why I don't read this crap.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Phil. Mm.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
That's a bitch to say.
It is a bitch to say.
If Peter Piper picked a peck of...
Nice.
If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers? Peter Piper pulled through it. It's not like Daffy Duck.
Please keep going.
Stupid. All right, try it one more time.
Oh,
Steve.
Man.
I think you're close.
The mic is getting wet. Okay.
I think you're going to get it.
All right, here we go. If Peter Piper picked a peck of
peckled.
Chap. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Can we go home now? Thank you.
Well done.
Yes, yes.
Well done.
Oh, yes.
You've got my peckled peppers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Peter Pecker.
Ashley, can you try it?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, but how many pickled peppers did
No.
Peter...
No, you got to read the whole thing.
That is the whole thing.
No, I just read the whole thing.
Well,
there's four lines.
Yes.
Peter Piper riddle. All right, I'm Googling it.
It's called a tongue twister.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Pepper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where did the peck of peppers Peter Piper pick? Oh, come on, that's close. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. It's not
her
lying.
Tongue's gonna get a hernia.
You have the speed.
Yeah,
like
you
you're,
do.
Yes, you're killing yourself at that speed.
It's like a bird.
If you back off on the gas pedal a little bit, I think
do
you'll
you picture
have
like it. Like eating bird seed right now.
Yes, yeah, a little bit. Like, right. Like she's an ostrich or something.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're just tuning in, the Queen tested positive for COVID.
Right.
That's how we got.
That's
here.
How we got here. She's gonna be fine.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.